All right, hold up before you go. I just want to go ahead and make a quick statement since I did elect to become a little more current. And I did launch the Twitter today, so I joined that and did it in front of the team first. That's why I talked to the guys. And, an opportunity to, I guess, be a little more current and, share a little insight, give you a little peek into, what we're doing here, how hard we're working, being purposeful, building for this season and how excited we are for it. But a little opportunity. It's for those that care. It's
is it just your name?
It's the at Coach Del Rio. Yeah. So that's my handle, right?
That's your handle.
That's what I've been told. First time I knew what that was. All right. So I'm learning. But anyway, I'm having a little fun with it. Today we brought the guys, brought them in, had a good mental day, and backed it down a little bit, third day of the week. We'll go tomorrow, be full speed tomorrow. But we elected to do that for training purposes and working the guys and where we are with the program. But, good work, and we have to learn how to practice, in shorts, and sometimes with taking the helmets off and lightening it up. We have to be, a team that understands, what it looks like to maintain that mental intensity and back it down physically. And so we'll do that. We'll do that in training camp. And so it's an opportunity for us to kind of help them understand what it looks like. So anyway, questions.
Well, on that note, Jack, I mean, did you get out of it what you think, did what you
desired? Oh, yeah. We did. We worked a couple situations. We worked a couple different special teams units. We worked some backed up situations, worked some red zone. So, yeah, we're able to get the mental work in. But just back it down a little bit, with this being a four-day week, back it down on the third day and crank it back up tomorrow.
Jack, with a guy like Sean Smith, he's played in a couple different systems, he's so good. Is he going to allow you to do different things defensively because of his skill set?
Well, I think we're growing our package, things that we want to be, and having a player like Sean, having good players helps a lot of design come to life. So, having guys like Bruce Irvin and Sean Smith and Reggie Nelson, those guys that are veterans that have been there, that know what it looks like to compete at the highest level, and having those guys be a part of what we're doing right now, along with the players we're developing that are here, that remain here, that are returning. Yeah, we're hard at work, getting ready. But certainly having a guy like Sean, having that veteran presence and that understanding, allows you to take things to another level.
You guys all set?
Hold up, before you go, hold up. Since I got you right here, somebody handed me my phone. I gotta be able to get something here. So I'll just get the shot of you all. here. All right. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you guys. We'll post you guys on Twitter. All right. Thank you.